and it stays dry into Saturday. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Hey, Ben Ferguson here, the host of the Ben Ferguson Podcast. And if you're sick and tired of the government shutting down our lives and the CDC taking their marching orders from the teachers union, then you need to download my podcast right now. The Ben Ferguson Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, download it now.
He has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. He's Bloom Daddy, and here he comes in Hour 3 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up.
Good Thursday morning to you, Bloom Daddy and Otis. So a family in Richmond, Virginia got a shocking delivery last month. You had a trailer pull up in front of their house and dump about 80,000 pennies in the grass. The mom came out and was like, why are you dumping this in my yard? And a guy shouted, it's your final child support payment. That is total Richard Head right there.
Wow.
I mean, dad is a total Richard Head. 80,000 pennies. In the front yard. There you have it. All right, a lot of top headlines out there, including Dr. Fauci. He is once again kind of shirking any responsibility for anything he has said during this pandemic. Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler joining me now. Congressman, good morning.
Bloom Daddy, good morning. Thanks for having me on. And as always, just call me Guy, please.
You know what? I'm going to finally do it because you've asked me five times now.
Deal.
So, all right.
Deal.
So, Guy, listen, Guy, we're going to get to the COVID origins in a second, but Fauci, I just saw a comment, and he's getting kind of defensive. You got a lot of Republicans like yourself calling for him to resign or be fired because he's been wrong so many times. He's been all over the place so many times. Now he's saying, if you criticize me, you're criticizing science. I got no problem with that because science has been wrong numerous times. Your thoughts?
The whole science is that you have people challenge what's thought of as appropriate science today, and it changes tomorrow. That's how we advance science. It's completely ludicrous that he thinks he has a monopoly on not only science but the truth. And this man has portrayed himself as the ultimate expert, but he's been wrong over and over again. Bloom Daddy, I can go through a list of all the times he's been wrong. For one, he's the one that was funding gain-of-function research, sending U.S. taxpayer dollars overseas to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We have him dead to rights on that. Early in January 2020, he criticized President Trump's travel ban. He then had to admit that that saved lives. He's flip-flopped all over on masks. He's flip-flopped on herd immunity. He was wearing masks as a form of theater, if you remember. Rand Paul called him out on that. He sat by as one of his experts said that masks are more effective than vaccines. He actually did that. And then just recently, he had the huge mistake of saying that Texas and Florida, when they lifted their mask mandates, they were going to have an explosion in cases. Case numbers actually went down in those states. So he's been wrong consistently. That's why I'm a co-sponsor on Warren Davidson's Fire Fauci Act. It's time for him to do the right thing and resign, or Biden to fire him, or if we need to, we'll pass legislation to get rid of Fauci. He's got to go. He's wrong, inconsistent, and he refuses to acknowledge his role in mishandling this pandemic.
With all that said, Guy, he wrote a book.
Right. He wrote a book, and he's capitalizing on his fame and celebrity.
Right.
You know, what other unelected career bureaucrat, the book, what other unelected career bureaucrat goes on these Vogue magazine covers and poses while people are dying in hospitals? And I might mind you, when they're dying and their loved ones couldn't be with them in the final hours because of his shutdown orders and his overreaction. There were real consequences, and Fauci was working on increasing his profile with the public, and now he's cashing out with his book, and it's absolutely disgusting. And then, you know, the people that have been right consistently, we were demonized. We were made fun of. Remember, I was called a conspiracy theorist because about a year ago, I said that this virus likely came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And I was attacked relentlessly over that. Tom Cotton was attacked. We have been the ones that have been consistently correct, and yet we're the ones that people say are not following the science. You know, I always say the Democrat Party might be the party of science, but it's the party of political science. because they don't care about facts and figures and stats, none of that, none of the real data they care about. They use science to push the political agenda that they have. Fauci has done that repeatedly.
Talking to Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler right now. Also, too, Guy, why has he been allowed to be the only face of this pandemic? You've got infectious disease specialists, doctors, scholars, some of the brightest minds in America, I think over 200 of them, signing something called the Great Barrington Declaration, where they said these lockdowns are arcane, they don't work, we need to rethink how we're handling this. Totally ignored. They were totally ignored. You've got other infectious disease specialists that I've interviewed on this show who have said, look, I would have handled things differently. Why was there never allowed to be another voice?
Well, because the Democrats and the left needed to use this crisis to push their far-left agenda and to gain more control of the American public. And you see how they work hand-in-glove with big tech, with the mainstream media, and the Democrat Party to pick and choose which scientists and which experts they put in front because they wanted to gain more control. So Facebook is a great example, and Twitter. You know, I've been shadow banned in large part because I was trying to get the truth out about this virus likely coming from a Wuhan lab that's controlled by the CCP. But Facebook, Twitter, big tech, they silenced everybody that had another opinion, even people that had the qualification. Remember, Ron DeSantis had a panel discussion talking about the lockdowns and if they helped or not. YouTube took that off their platform. And yet they allow people like Bill Gates, who last time I checked, Bill Gates doesn't have a medical degree. He's not a scientist. He didn't even graduate college. Yet Bill Gates is allowed to stand and talk about the effective rates of a vaccine. Now he might be right about that, but why is Ron DeSantis in a panel of experts taken off and Bill Gates is allowed to still have his opinion?
Yeah, it's crazy, the censorship and the picking and choosing that has gone on over the past year and a half. As far as the COVID origins, I said back in January, February, I think March of 2020, that intelligence officials that I have contact with said that this 100% came out of a lab, not even debatable. The question was whether it came out on purpose or if some numbnuts didn't follow protocol and carried it out with them. So in our intelligence community, I know from way back in the beginning, this was never a question. But because then President Trump and Republicans like yourself wanted to get that out there, the mainstream media called you kooks, as you mentioned, conspiracy theorists and everything else. And now all of a sudden that Joe Biden's in the White House, now it's feasible. Shocking, huh?
Well, it's feasible because they can now control the message. It's because all the parties look bad here. Big tech looks bad. They can't consolidate. Fauci and the unelected bureaucrats look bad because they were funneling U.S. taxpayer dollars to a Chinese lab run by the PLA. And then, of course, the Democrats look bad because they overreach with the lockdown orders. Now the Democrats can control the message. So that's why the mainstream media and big tech will allow us to now venture into what's the truth, simply because they have more ability to massage and spin the message.
Before I let you go, we have a president who I believe has the most racist history of any president of the last really 40, 50 years. I mean, when you look at Biden, you go back to 2006, he once told a voter that you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. The following year, he described Obama as the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate, bright, and clean. He told the Breakfast Club radio show that if you got a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. He was buddies with Klan's members and everything else, and Kamala Harris even called him, insinuated he was a racist during the Democratic presidential primary. Now you've got his son, Hunter Biden, repeatedly using the N-word with his white attorney in text messages from 2018 and 19 that were obtained by the Daily Mail from his laptop. Yet the mainstream media, cancel culture, woke culture, black America that jumps on 17-year-olds, 19-year-olds, NASCAR drivers, country music, anybody else who uses the N-word, nothing, not a peep about Hunter Biden.
Well, again, it goes back to the bias, okay, so the woke mob will, I'm convinced the woke mob will come for us all, but the woke mob is very selective on who they're going to cancel and who they're not. For whatever reason, they're not canceling Hunter Biden despite these emails that are coming out, despite the other issues that he has. Of course, they're not going to go after Joe Biden because he's their president. But I'll say this, it shows you a lot of the media bias in the bias we have in big tech. Could you imagine if Don Jr. would have said this?
Oh.
It'd be wall-to-wall media coverage on all platforms. But because it's Hunter Biden, he's treated with kid gloves. The mainstream media doesn't want to portray the Biden family in a bad light. That's, again, why they tanked the story on Hunter Biden's laptop. They banned that from big tech. You can't talk about that. You can't talk about, you know, saving 10% for the quote-unquote big guy in some of the emails that were uncovered during that investigation. No one leaked the fact that Hunter Biden was under investigation during the election. By the way, when we said that, we were also told that was a conspiracy theory. That's nonsense. He'd been under investigation for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another thing that big tech and mainstream media has covered up. So again, it goes to, look, Hunter Biden has problems, without a doubt. The bigger story here is the fact that mainstream media, the Democrat Party, the woke mob, mainstream media, big tech, the conglomeration that's pushing this leftism has silenced this story.
Yeah, that is the bigger story. I agree with you 100%. Guy, always enjoy talking to you. I'll be seeing you. I'll be in D.C. doing the show live in September, and we'll hook up, all right?
Can't wait. I'll see you then.
All right. That is Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. When I come back, top cybersecurity official warning of more ransomware attacks. And I got to tell you a little something about somebody who made news out of Minneapolis a couple of months ago. That's coming up next.
You think you're looking at Aquaman? I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot swiss. I like the sushi because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. My buddy Chris Fogel at Epic Restoration wants me to let you know Epic Restoration service area has increased. So from now on, if you have water, smoke, mold, or really any type of damage to your home or business, and you live anywhere from Weirton to New Martinsville on both sides of the river and west to Zanesville, Epic Restoration can take care of all your problems. Call Epic Restoration right now for a free evaluation and estimate to get your home, business, school, hospital disinfected in a safe and effective way. Epic Restoration. Call them right now.
Now available at all six Straub Automotive dealerships. Straub as is, select pre-owned. There are budget-friendly customer trade-ins sold as is to save you more.
Each vehicle goes through a 150-point inspection.
It's road-tested, safety-inspected, and comes with a fresh West Virginia state inspection.
Financing is available for all situations.
Straub as is, select. They may not be perfect, but they could be perfect for you. Drive smart. Drive Straub.
All with proof.
If you're looking for the perfect way to welcome the summer season back, look no further than the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Dylan Carmichael is coming to Guernsey Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and it'll be the first local outdoor concert of the summer. Live music is finally back. It'll be held June 19th with the gates opening at 4:30 p.m. Grab your friends, your family, and come sing along to Dylan Carmichael's hits. While you're there, be sure to grab some food from a variety of vendors and cold drinks. There'll be something for everyone. Get your tickets online today at sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook at St. John's Central Academy. Once again, that's sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook. Local musician Gage Joseph will be the opening act for Dylan Carmichael. Don't miss out on some of the local and major talent right here in Bel Air, Ohio. Celebrate the beginning of summertime with the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Get your tickets today at sjcacademy.net and join us on June 19th. Don't go to the
mall on Saturday. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Couple things about Belmont Carson Petroleum that I wanted you to know. First of all, Belmont Carson Petroleum has been voted the number one oil distributor in the Ohio Valley Times Leader Poll numerous times, probably because 99% of their customers get next day delivery, or maybe because they have the lowest prices guaranteed and deliver from East Liverpool to New Martinsville and everywhere in between. Whether it's heating oils, diesel, gasoline, or motor oils, Belmont Carson Petroleum will deliver as they have been in the Valley for over 75 years. Belmont Carson Petroleum in Lansing, Ohio.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund. Relationships can be difficult. Knowing your rights before papers are filed is crucial to protecting children and marital assets. Hiring the right lawyer can make the difference. Licensed in Ohio and West Virginia, McCardle Law Office knows how to navigate complex and emotionally charged family law cases on both sides of the river. Let McCardle Law Office, located at 2139 Marcus Street in Wheeling, use its 25 years of experience to assist you. They use old-fashioned values to produce the right results.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. When you head to the Longhorns head-to-tail store outside of Barnesville to buy your Longhorn jerky and decor, make sure you buy your Longhorns halves of beef, which is the most economical way to purchase this lean and powerful food. And I also want you to know my man Daryl is scheduling tours right now, every day except Sunday, and I really recommend you going. Not only will you get to meet the man, the myth, the legend himself, but you'll see firsthand a working cattle ranch with thousands of acres and the most beautiful longhorns anywhere. Dickinson Cattle Company, 3500 Muskrat Road. Go check them out.
Have you been wondering what the real estate market is like during this pandemic? COVID-19 fears have brought about a mass exodus away from more densely populated housing in this country and increased rental demand to all-time highs. High rental demand coupled with the all-time low interest rates has created the best time of our lifetime to be investing in simple and conservative real estate, which is exactly why I just bought an investment property through my friends at Done For You Real Estate. I got to tell you, I can't believe how easy Done For You Real Estate has made the investment process for people like you and me. They found me an amazing property, got me the financing, got it all fixed up, and are now already renting it out and managing it for me. Look, I'm proof this works. Visit doneforyoubuck.com to begin investing in real estate like I've done. That's doneforyoubuck.com to start your research and see if you too can take advantage of the current market. That's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com.
Some top cybersecurity officials are warning that we can expect to see more ransomware attacks as the nation reels from these recent hits on U.S. interests, including meat supplies and fuel. Nick Powers, who is a cybersecurity expert, joining me now, and he works for a company that provides industry-leading management technology consulting services, including cybersecurity. Nick, are more cyber attacks inevitable? Is this something that's going to be the norm?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I think it is going to be the I guess you could call it the norm. I don't want to say it's a norm, but it's a norm, I think, now at this point. We've seen record numbers of attacks over the last year or so that really show that a growing trend is emerging that we're going to see a lot more of this going forward.
I think a lot of people, Nick, thought that, okay, big tech firms, big companies, the electrical grid of the United States, things like that would be in the crosshairs of these cyber criminals, but then all of a sudden a meat packing plant gets hit, and it shows how personal this is to a lot of these creeps out there trying to affect everyday lives.
Hey, you know, the first thing you can do to make me mad is, you know, make it so I can't grill, right?
So what
we're seeing now is what I would call softer targets. So manufacturing industry is a softer target, a target that, you know, it's not a high-end, you know, engineering firm or anything that has a lot of sophistication. And so you're starting to see them attack these types of softer targets. In fact, one of the groups announced last fall that they were going to target the agricultural industry, and lo and behold, now we have this attack on JBS, which unfortunately, as we found out in the last 24 hours, they actually paid a ransom of $11 million.
So what message is that sending to other countries, to some of these countries, whether it be terrorist groups or what have you, when they see how this group affected everyday Americans, their lives, and how it upset the balance in the United States? Because they got to be taking note.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, with a certain amount of almost minimal effort, they're making some intrusions into these companies. They're getting large payouts. They are having an impact on our daily lives. you know, when you look at the overall level of attacks over the last couple of years, it's the United States, it's Canada, and it's the UK are the main targets right now in the world. And so, you know, if they're wanting to you know, put us in a bad situation or have an impact on our daily lives, they're definitely doing it with these attacks.
Nick, how can we combat it?
You know, it's hard to give you the perfect answer, right? There's no magic bullet here to make this go away. But what I can say is if we all work together to be more vigilant in how we handle logging into websites, logging into things at work, rotating our passwords, backing up our data, installing your patches, your daily patches. If we all work together on this, I think you're going to see things get better, but in general, it's such a hard problem to solve because there's so many different ways they can get in. You know, the Colonial testimony going on the Hill today or in the last week, has shown that Colonial has all these different systems they maintain, all the backup systems were put in place, but they forgot to turn off a legacy VPN connection, and the hackers found it, were able to compromise the account and password and get in through this old technology connection that they completely lost track of over time and they got in. So it's just so hard to make this go away.
All right. Nick, thanks for your time. Thanks for your expertise.
Absolutely. And if anybody needs help, we have a way to get a hold of us on the web. Our website is uncommon.com, uncommn.com. And you can send an email to cyberhack, cyberhack, at uncommon.com, and we'll answer any questions or address any problems you have and see if we can help in any way.
All right, Nick, thank you so much. I guess he said goodbye. That's Nick Powers right there. The company's name is Uncommon. It's UNCOMN. That's all you need to know.
You're welcome, Blue Daddy.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. Hey, everybody knows, or at least you should know, the name Kim Potter. She is the ex-Minnesota police officer awaiting a manslaughter trial in the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Set off, you know, riots and protests and everything else. She was the one who thought she was pulling her taser and instead pulled her gun. Well, we're finding out more about Dante Wright, and we're finding out because of attorney Mike Padden, who's been on this show numerous times, and Mike will probably be on the show tomorrow. He is a Minneapolis attorney. We're finding out that Wright is accused of shooting a teen and a former classmate on separate occasions in a pair of civil lawsuits against his estate that Mike Padden just filed. You go back to May of 2019, 16-year-old Caleb Livingston was at a Full Stop gas station in Minneapolis when Wright allegedly pulled out a gun and shot him in the head. He's now in a vegetative state. 7 months later, Wright was charged with aggravated robbery after a young woman accused him of holding her at gunpoint, choking her, demanding she hand him hundreds of dollars. You've also got other incidents involving Dante Wright. The reason I'm bringing this up, this does not exonerate this police officer of making a grave mistake. She's still got to pay the penalty for that. But what it does is it brings light to an individual that a lot of people are holding up as a bright young mind, an outstanding individual in society. This guy was a criminal. This guy was a piece of garbage. The 20-year-old's criminal record also includes misdemeanor convictions for selling drugs and disorderly conduct. I mean, let's think about this for a second. This guy has a history of violence, yet leading Democrats in Minnesota attended his funeral, sat on stage, the governor, Senator Amy Klobuchar, State Attorney Keith Ellison, State Attorney General, and let's not forget Ilhan Omar. And now when they're being asked for comment on, hey, you went and sat on stage, you attended the funeral of a guy who's accused of a lot of heinous things. Guess what? None of them responding. None of them answering. Not one of them. I'll have more on this coming up on the show tomorrow. What's the buzz coming your way next?